This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in both men and women in the U.S. In fact, according to the American Cancer Society, there are about 221,000 new cases of lung cancer each year. Recently, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo visited Havana, Cuba, and returned back to the States with this promise of a lung cancer vaccine, which is called Simovax. It's been researched for 25 years in Cuba. Now, we're talking today with Dr. Kelvin Lee. He's the Jacobs Family Chair in Immunology and co-leader of the Tumor Immunology and Immunotherapy Program at Roswell Park. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lee. So tell us a little bit about Simovax. What is it intended to do, and how do we know? How long is it going to take us to find out if this vaccine actually works?
Well, great to be on the air with you, Melanie. So the Simovax is a vaccine that was developed by the Center for Molecular Immunology in Havana. Actually, the development started back in 1996. And it's a very, very interesting vaccine. I don't think there's another one like it in the cancer world at all. So most cancer vaccines, as we are exploring using the immune system to fight cancers, most cancer vaccines actually target the cancer itself. They try to get the immune system to go after the cancer cells directly. Simovax is very different. Simovax is actually targeting a growth factor that is normally circulating in your blood that cancers, in fact, need to survive. So instead of going after the cancer directly, it goes after a factor that the cancers need to survive. It depletes that factor out of your body, and the cancers essentially starve. And the CIM investigators have looked at this in lung cancer predominantly, since that's their number one cause of cancer mortality in Cuba. But there are a large number of other cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, that may utilize the same growth factor. So this vaccine not only may be useful in lung cancer, but may be useful in a large number of other cancers too.
Wouldn't it be something if Cuba, who we've shut out for so many years, was the one to come up with this vaccine for so many of these deadly cancers, pancreatic cancer and, you know, undetectable cancers? How long do you think it's going to take for us to know? I mean, as I stated earlier in a report, when we've got MMR and tuberculosis, polio, smallpox, it took a few years before we knew that these were diseases that were eradicated. How are we going to know that this one is working? Will we stop seeing lung cancer? Will it work for someone that already has the genetic predisposition for lung cancer?
Right. So I think this is the really exciting part of this. And I think that there are going to be two ways that we're going to know. In fact, one way we already know. So our colleagues in Cuba have treated over 5,000 patients with lung cancer with this vaccine, 1,000 of them in Cuba, and they've just completed a very large, what we call randomized phase 3 study of 450 people, I believe. And what they demonstrated, and these people had lung cancer, they had advanced lung cancer. And what they demonstrated was that in patients that have lung cancer, getting the vaccine, in fact, significantly prolonged people's survival. And in fact, they have about 20% of their patients, again, stage 3, stage 4 lung cancer, you know, where the average survival is about a year. They have about 20% of their patients who are getting vaccinated living out to 5 years or longer. So it's a significant number of people that seem to be doing well. And the amazing thing about the vaccine is not only does it appear to be effective, prolonged survival in lung cancer patients, it also appears to be very safe. They had very little side effects from it. And in fact, really irritation at the site of injection. And the other aspect of it is that it is very easy to give and it's inexpensive. So it's a shot in the shoulder once a month. You know, in the United States, your pharmacy could do it. You could go down to your local pharmacist and get a shot once a month to manage your lung cancer that simply. Now, the even more exciting piece of it is the question of whether or not it could be used for prevention. It certainly can be used for treatment. And so safe, not toxic, easy to give, prolongs people's survival, all good things on the treatment side. But the real question and the thing that we find so exciting about it is, can it be used for prevention? And not really the idea that we would be vaccinating a five-year-old to prevent them from getting lung cancer when they're 60. I think where we would start out is looking at people that are at high risk to get lung cancer. They don't have it yet, but they're at high risk to get lung cancer. People that have smoked a lot, that we can now measure. People that actually had lung cancer that was surgically removed, but we know that they, you know, many of them have beat up the lining of their lungs and they have other spots that are going to turn into lung cancer. We know that their risk of getting a second lung cancer is very high. So in those groups, the question is, can you vaccinate, again, against this growth factor with Simivax? And because, again, it's cheap, it's easy to administer, and it really has no side effects that we can tell, can you prevent or reduce the risk of those patients getting lung cancer? That is a population in the United States is probably tens of millions of people. Worldwide, it's probably hundreds of millions of people. So the idea, the question of whether or not we could use the vaccine to prevent lung cancers or reduce the risk of getting lung cancer has enormous public health implications worldwide.
Well, as immunotherapy is being used, and what a burgeoning field you're in, Dr. Lee, and I mean, it's really amazing. We do shows for so many cancer centers here, and it's just an amazing field. So when do you think clinical trials might begin in the U.S. for the vaccine as a prevention? And if so, you know, you talked about once a month for treatment. Would it be a vaccine that would work in the long term? Would it need a booster on a regular basis?
Right. So I think that essentially, so in terms of when the clinical trials are going to start, we are already working at Roswell Park in collaboration with the CIM. We're already working on the very first clinical trial. And we think that the very first clinical trial is going to just be able to confirm the safety issues or the safety profile of the vaccine. Our suspicion is that the FDA will ask us to do those trials, even though worldwide there have been a lot of patients treated with this with the Simivax, and its safety record has been very good in all those patients. Our suspicion is that the FDA, as the first U.S. trial, will ask us to replicate that safety. That's a relatively small phase one kind of trial. We expect that we should be able to get that underway in the, you know, within the next 12 to 18 months, because part of the challenge is going to be that the Food and Drug Administration doesn't have very much experience approving a Cuban biotech product for clinical trials in the United States. So we think it's going to be a learning experience on both sides, at least in the United States. But we think that that trial will be underway within, you know, within a year, maybe less. And then once that trial is done, and it will be a very quick trial, our suspicion is, because again, we don't expect to see very many side effects, then the phase two prevention studies would be initiated, as well as looking at the potential of Simivax in other cancers.
That is so exciting. In just about 30 seconds, Dr. Lee, wrap it up and how exciting this is for the listeners and what you want them to hear about Simivax.
Oh, this is a potentially game-changing kind of vaccine, especially in the prevention context, but certainly in the treatment context. So this is a novel vaccine. I've never seen another one like it that has gotten this far. So we are very excited about the potential of this vaccine.
So exciting. Thank you so much, Dr. Calvin Lee. You're listening to Health
Thank
Radio
you,
right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of our great programs, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.